This year, December 25th has taken on a new meaning for Alan Brown. It's the day he'll receive his final severance paycheck from the former Clearwater Paper Sawmill in Lewiston.
So a Merry Christmas. Just be trying to live on unemployment and raise 3 kids myself.
Brown is one of 250 mill workers who got laid off in October when Spokane-based Clearwater Paper sold the mill to the Idaho Forest Group.
Well, it was one of the saw filers, helped to sharpen and take care of the large bandsaws that to cut the wood with. It was shift work, a couple weeks of days, a couple weeks of nights, and a physical, demanding job, but it was kind of fun.
Brown says the pay was good. He was making about $20 an hour plus benefits. He's originally from Lewiston, but after working in Seattle for more than a decade, he decided to move his family back home. Brown took the mill job 3.5 years ago because he thought it was stable. Now it's unclear if he'll get hired back at the mill under its new owners, but he's not counting on it. So far, the Idaho Forest Group has hired 106 people to restart the mill. The company had more than 500 applicants for those jobs.
And some sorts, everybody's also kind of sitting by the phone just, I guess, hoping that they get rehired. But I'm just actually not banking on that. I've been trying to get out and network and try to find my own job and not betting that they're going to, you know, hire us back. Got to create my own destiny and try to find a job on my own.
Brown has his associate's degree in electronics. He's also gotten certified to be a roadside flagger, and now he's considering additional certifications for welding and semi-truck driving. But at 44 years old, he's facing competition from people half his age.
You know, I got my education and hoping to be able to ride that out for, you know, until I retired, but now I'm just trying to grab up anything else and try to make myself, I guess, look better than the next guy that's applying for the exact same job or the next 100 guys that I'm up against. It's tough. It's really tough right now.
Brown says he's trying to make his severance pay last for the next couple of months, and he gets $300 a week in unemployment benefits. Those expire in April. He's raising 3 teenage daughters on his own and doesn't receive regular child support payments.
Just been trying to cut back and just do the minimal and, of course, everybody else has their cell phones and looking at trying to get that contract eliminated. And, of course, that doesn't go over very well with teenage kids.
Still, he says there's an upside to being out of work.
Coming off of the shift work where they'd hardly ever see me working 12-hour days, now I get to cook breakfast for them and was able to cook, you know, a Thanksgiving dinner for my mom and grandma and immediate family.
Brown's applied for a handful of jobs in the area with Schweitzer Engineering and a local boat manufacturer. Plus, he's doing a lot of networking with old coworkers and friends around town.
Yeah, right now, I see what I've just run up against is everybody's just kind of holding on and trying to get through the holidays. And, you know, every day I go out and look for a job, come back in and look at my answer machine, see if it's flashing, see if I've gotten a call or anything. But as of yet, I haven't.
Brown says he'll hit the job search even harder after the first of the year. Then there's always the chance he'll get called back to the mill. For State Impact Idaho, I'm Emily Ritter-Saunders.